Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Now we'll start with the Irish Times, and the one of the main things that seems to be coming up on all of the papers is, of course, the hurricane in Florida. The Irish Times has a photograph of the inside of a home of a Floridian after a tornado hit Florida ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Milton. And there's a couple of lines coming from this. So there's the man in this house after it was hit by the tornado in Fort Myers. And then there's also the line of Joe Biden criticizing Donald Trump for the outright lies over the federal response to hurricanes. Barry White, our chief reporter, was on with Kieran Cuddy on the Hard Shoulder yesterday. He's in Washington where the Taoiseach met with President Biden. And Barry was saying that, hurricanes can become very politicized during what is an election season over there. And certainly this really is the case with Joe Biden and Donald Trump having a spat over how much was given to states in hurricane relief, how much wasn't given. So very much in the forefront of that. And also in the Irish Times today, Martin Wall and Keith Duggan reporting that the government paid out €7.6 million to external consultants to assist in dealing with people arriving in Ireland from Ukraine since the Russian invasion in 2022, and the fees were paid to Deloitte Management Consultants by the Department of Children. And the Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, said that the contract with Deloitte was initially aimed at assisting with the delivery of his department's humanitarian response to the war in Ukraine at a rapid pace and scale in a resource-constrained environment. He told the Dáil in an answer to a parliamentary question tabled by Catherine Murphy that Deloitte now continues to assist with the Ukraine division in his department with continuous process improvements and consolidation and streamlining of essential operations, in addition to providing strategic advisory report. And also on the front page of the Irish Times, Martin Wall also reporting that the former UHL boss, who the top executive at University Hospital Limerick at the time of the death of Aoife Johnston 2 years ago, has now been appointed by the HSE to a new senior role as part of new structural reforms. And the HSE confirming yesterday that Colette Cowan is to be one of the new integrated healthcare area managers in the Midwest region. And it's understood she was among a small group offered such posts outside of a public competition, as she already held a senior role in the HSE, and the post attracts a salary of around €170,000, and that's around similar to what she previously would have gotten. And she's understood to be one of a number of personnel at UHL who are currently on administrative leave pending further investigations in relation to the death of Aoife Johnston. So that's on the front page of the Irish Times. The Indo, the Irish Independent, going with an interesting line. The man suspected of the murder of Mary Ward in Belfast, who was arrested in Dublin yesterday, he was traced to Dublin when he topped up his mobile phone credit in a supermarket south of the border. And the 26-year-old man was arrested in the city centre yesterday by armed guarded detectives after an alert that he was in the jurisdiction and could be carrying an improvised weapon. The murder investigation was launched after Mary Ward was found dead by PSNI officers at her home in Belfast on the 1st of October. But it's suspected that she may have been dead for up to a week before that. She was last seen alive on September 25th. And another interesting one in the Irish Independent, Bertie Ahern went on the trip to Russia, which was declined by Padraig Tobin. This is a story on page 8 by Gabby Gatavitskaita. And an Irish-based consultancy firm invited a number of Irish politicians on a trade trip to Russia in 2017, with the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern among those travelling. And the politicians went on the trip after being told that they were staying at the 5-star Sheraton Palace Hotel in Moscow. There's absolutely no suggestion that of impropriety on the part of Bertie Ahern. Ahern, and ANTU leader Pater Tobin, who was a Sinn Féin TD at the time, was offered a meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he said he declined it and instead sent the invitation up the Sinn Féin chain. And he felt that the invitation at the time was odd and that it was very strange and a little incredible. And in late 2017, the Irish Times reported that the three-day trip was organised on the Irish side by Olga Shiaku, who's a Russian solicitor who had been based in Dublin for 20 years, and Anne Harrington, who's a managing director for the Trading House Consultancy Limited. And what was included in the trip, a one-day conference entitled The Development of Trade, Economic and Investment Cooperation and the Conditions of Brexit. And Ms. Harrington was quoted as saying that the conference was not political at all, but it was she who sent an invitation to Pater Tobin weeks earlier saying a meeting with Vladimir Putin could be on the cards. Looking now at the Irish Examiner, where they're going with the storm, in that Florida is bracing itself for the storm of the century. And it's also going with a story that zero hunger by 2030 target unlikely to be achieved. So global hunger levels will stay high for another 136 years if efforts to tackle it continue at the current pace. That's according to the Global Hunger Index. And we'll actually have more on that one coming up very shortly on Breakfast Briefing. And they're also reporting about the RSA chair defending the agency's record. And the outgoing chair of the Road Safety Authority is defending the record of the under fire agency, saying its current self-financing model is broken and not fit for purpose. And this was Liz O'Donnell, who spoke at the annual conference of the RSA yesterday. Looking at the Irish Daily Mail, BAM sent €25 million bill for work that cost just under €200,000. Stephen Donnelly warns of growing tensions with the National Children's Hospital contractor. And this was the fiery exchange between Stephen Donnelly and the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday about the National Children's Hospital, always one to get people talking. And one of the main things that came out of it was that BAM, the contractor, sent the government a bill of €25 million for work that cost €200,000. And this was something that really caught the eye of people paying attention to that committee. And there seems to be heightening tensions between the Hospital Development Board overseeing the project and the contractor over claims submitted by the construction giant. And Stephen Donnelly saying that the board will bring BAM to court if they need to in order to challenge those claims. But all that does is just going to bring more delays to the fore. Looking at the Irish Sun, and they're going with the story of Thomas Bomber Kavanagh's son being extradited to the UK on alleged firearms charges. Jack Kavanagh was held in Spain and was taken to Britain by the National Crime Agency last week. And cops said that the move that was a warning to on-the-run criminals, saying that they will not stop until they are behind bars. So that's the front of the Irish Sun. They're also going with a story about Paul Mescal's new girlfriend. The Irish Daily Star, hurricane hits Florida. End of the world, they're going with. A bit dramatic, but look, it's a very devastating storm nonetheless. And this is up to 70 Irish tourists holidaying on the coast of Florida were moved before Hurricane Milton made landfall last night. And the former Dublin Lord Mayor Royston Brady, who lives in the state, I couldn't believe that when I heard that yesterday. Anyway, he revealed that he and his family had to flee their home, declaring that there's no point fighting Mother Nature. And this was after Joe Biden called Milton the storm of the century. And finally, just having a quick look at the Daily Mirror, they're going with that line, the storm of the century, and Joe Biden's warning as tourists move to safety in Florida.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.